Booking to the son of a woman who's just turned 100, Joyce Marler. She's set to become Queensland's newest in the official club of 100. In fact, I do have her son online. Kieran, how are you, mate?
I'm good, Michael. Yeah. Thank you all.
But how does it feel to have a 100-year-old mum?
It feels pretty good. It's really special. And I don't think you fully appreciate it until it happens, about how special it really is, you know, to have one of your parents around for, you know, your whole life and all that. It's really is a special occasion.
Yeah, well, you know, you're 74 years of age and still going strong. And I believe you've got a couple of other brothers too.
Yeah, I have a brother 72 and another brother 68 and that sort of thing. And Mum's been a bit of an inspiration and support to us throughout our lives and just a lovely person.
Now, I do believe Joyce, I mean, she was going to talk to us, but she just got a bit of nervousness about her breathlessness speaking. But that's all good. I'm sure she's tuned in.
Yep.
Look, at the end of the day, I mean, she's been independently living only a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, up until a couple of weeks ago, she was independently living, had great care from the community daycare people, used to come and check on her and all that, but it was just getting a bit too much, so now she's moved over into residential care, but she's good, and she's just still got all the faculties and smart as a tack about everything.
And I believe, does she still play cards?
A little bit, but not as much. That's become a bit more difficult, but she was... she's the most gentlest person going, but you get her into a card game and she's it's like the devil takes over. She's very competitive.
Now, I do believe for the 100 years she's been in our district, she left us for 4 years, but she just couldn't avoid it. She came back home.
Oh, yeah, always intended to come back home. She went away first when she was 15 years of age to Brisbane to work for 2 years, which back you know, in 1939 or 40, whenever it was a pretty big thing for a girl that age, and that meant she got a job back here with Rocky High School in the office there, and that's where she stayed until she married my father after the war. So, of course, and she had 2 years in New South Wales because Dad got transferred down there for work.
Right.
So we went down there and lived for 2 years, but we could never become a Blue. We had to stay up here with the cockroaches, really.
I love your sense of humour. Kieran, is anything you'd like to say to your mum on behalf of the other brothers? Because I know she's listening and she certainly do loves the boys, doesn't she?
Yeah. Well, she loves all the family and Mum, you've been an inspiration to us and we love you very much. And we know we had a lovely day down by the lagoon at Shalom yesterday and we look forward to maybe look forward to 101. That would be nice.
Absolutely. Valentine's Day. Is she getting a rose, do you think?
Yeah, she will get a rose of some sort there. She's got miles of flowers from yesterday. I'm not sure we'll fit them in the room, Michael.
Gee, 100. And she's still got a sharp mind. You are one lucky son, aren't you?
Yeah, very lucky. Very lucky. Very lucky.
Okay, Kieran, thanks very much for talking to us and give her our love, okay?
Yeah, I will do that, and thanks before RA for your interest. It's great. Thank you.
No worries. There you go. Joyce, celebrating 100. We spoke to her son, who happens to be 74, and it's all about love. There certainly is a great day to be alive, isn't it?